This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Please, no one can make you say the words that say, hey, that will cover the loss of that loved one. But when they direct you to God's word and say, hey, I'm here for you, just a quick call, not going to wear you out on the phone. But say, hey, I'm thinking of you. It brings you comfort. I want to thank my family, my mom. She has been right there. Whenever I'm feeling lonely and I need to call her, she gives me some comforting words. And my sisters have been awesome, and my friend. But here we go. Here's the good news, the resurrection. John chapter 11. Verse 25 to 26, I wanted to get here because this is it. John chapter 11, verse 25, here we go. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Did you get that? Jesus said, I am the resurrection. He has the power over death. He rose from the grave the third day with all power in his hand. And he says, if you believe in me, though you were dead, yet shall he live. I want to tell you that Jesus answers all the questions. When we went back and looked at when Jesus suffered grief and when he wept, when Lazarus died, a little side note there is that Lazarus was dead for 4 days. There was a Jewish belief that the spirit hung around for 3 days and could enter the body. Jesus waited 4 days to crush that and let people know that he was the resurrection. So after 4 days, he raised Lazarus. Now, verse 26 says this. It says, whoso liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? There's the question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave? He asks us the question, believeth thou this? If you believe that, we are not going to sorrow as those that have no hope. We have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that those that are dead shall rise again. So the question is, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? He said this, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. True belief in Christ includes repentance. They are on the same coin. You cannot separate it. If we say that we are Christians, times, at the toughest time in our lives, we need to trust in the Lord. Here's what Job said. Job 13:15 says this, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Oh, what a time now where we have to lean and depend upon Jesus. I'm not going to lie to you, it's tough. I'm not going to lie to you, it's rough. But one thing I do know is that I trust Him. No matter, not my will, but His will be done. And I think about the shift that took place when I think about my wife is in a better place. Oh man, it's tough. But He said, believeth thou this. What was this belief he was asking?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.